Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Unfortunately, it is not Victory Monday.
Boy, for a lot of teams.
But you know what? I almost feel better about the way they played yesterday in a loss than the way I felt the week before in a win.
We talked about
that.
You
know what I mean?
Johnny, absolutely. That was worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
That was good football.
Showed promise.
And people are all like, well, a win's a win, winning ugly. I don't like those ugly games.
No, I agree.
I thought that was a great football game.
Me too. I totally do.
I wish they would have won.
I'm not sure what's up with that kicker.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure what's up with that kicker.
I know.
Got a text here. What a bad weekend for Wisconsin sports. Packers lose. Bucks lose. Badger football lose. Badger basketball lose. And a lot of our local high school football teams lost on Friday night.
Oof, that was a tough Friday for some of those kids. I feel most sorry for the seniors, right? Because it's
kind of over. Oh, it's all over. Well, I mean, a select few, you know, will go on to college.
Very select. But
we had a good game, Kukan against Wanakee. That Wanakee team was so good. Wow. I mean, high school football, I'm serious. I know I've covered high school football for a lot of years, but it's gotten so good. Athletes are so much better.
Yeah.
All my athlete buddies from years ago, please don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you this right now. These high school athletes are something special. I've never seen the combination of size and speed like you see these days. Incredible.
A couple things play into that. One is they do start pretty young in these parts.
Yeah. And we had Mark Houston up in the booth. Mark was our scorekeeper the other night. He rounded up all the scores from around the state all night long. He was great.
Yeah, good guy.
But these kids I just tip my hat to these kids, how good they are in high school football these days. In all sports. And you name it, their high school athletes are so good right now. It's incredible.
The facilities are there. The support is there. It's a priority. I'm nothing against it. I think it's great. I wish more of our local teams would have won. Because
me too.
There's no playback, right?
When I was at, you and I, hey, by the way, thank you. And Todd and Conrad, I just want to thank you all for Saturday morning at the VFW. You guys were spectacular. Every one of you. Todd, putting the whole thing together, you were amazing. And you got a great intern there in Conrad, that young guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great. And what you did was fantastic, setting that all up. Yeah. You, Jim, dealing with the veterans on the thing at the VFW in Howard at Duck Creek. I just want to thank you guys all. And that show's going to air when, Todd?
So Thanksgiving morning, 6 until 8. It should be on a podcast prior to that.
Awesome.
As soon as it's edited and up, I'll let everybody know.
Because everybody kept asking me about that. They thought that was really cool that it's going to be... You know, because years past, you know, I did it live and then that was it. But now that they can sit and hear it, and weren't some of those interviews, some of those stories fantastic?
Mm, awesome.
It's tough for me to go and listen to those because I feel so much for these people.
Yeah.
You know, going over there, what they went through, those stories are incredible enough, but then you hear what it's like coming back.
Yeah.
And that's where it really hits you hard because it's like we should treat these people with much more respect.
And like I've said before, it's a whole different feeling when you have them, you're sitting there looking them, you know, in the eyes, and they're telling these stories versus reading it or whatever.
And you're like,
I mean, it's really, this is that guy.
Yeah, you really did that?
That was you.
I know.
This guy right next, that was you.
Right. And then I went back, I told you before we went on the air today that I went back home, I read a little bit more on some of these guys, you know, because we kind of met them and they're in the book 50 Strong and... it was just great to read that again, and you know So that's a week from Thursday. That's going to be on.
Yes, sir.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
All right, that'd be cool. That'd be a good show for people to listen to.
Awesome. And
we kind of ended that show talking about being grateful for so many things, but veterans definitely being one of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was fun. Thanks for inviting us. That was a good time.
It was great having you guys there. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I did not partake in the Johnny Juice. I wanted to.
The guy said, I got here at 6 in the morning making a special orange juice for you.
I had to work.
That's a 20-year tradition.
Somewhere in your next book, there's got to be a recipe card.
Johnny juice. Yep. Absolutely.
I don't think you'd have to guess real hard.
Love those people
juice.
At the VFW and Howard. They're just fantastic. And wonderful people.
Yeah. It was great. And thanks for inviting us, too. I said that to you on Saturday, but I mean that. That's, you know, continue to learn as even you get older. There's just some unbelievable heroes right here.
No question. And by the way, the bridge was still green and gold last night.
I think you won that
I think there. Are you listening, Eric and the fellas? Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I think he is.
I would still like to be the man in charge of the lights. I could do that, Jim.
You could.
That's one thing I could do. Todd?
You, though.
There's got to be a phone app that you can just dial in on your phone and press a button.
Sure. By the way, one more thing about Saturday. You know what people absolutely loved? The quilts from Dennis from the glam band that his mom made.
Yeah.
People loved them.
Yeah.
Those are so cool. I'm going to visit a gentleman, one of the guys in my book. He's in hospice this week. I'm going to take a drive up to Kashina and visit him and bring one. And everybody that took one of those blank. And you know what, though? I told them they were free. Every single person made a donation.
Of course.
Every person made a donation. So I've got $50 cash. And I want to, I told Dennis too, I said, whatever your mom wants to donate it to, but I got $50 cash to go towards a veterans organization or a veterans, whatever. So, all right.
Yeah. That was a good time. That was, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. That was special.
All right.
Again, thanks for you guys for making it really cool.
We have a couple good weeks coming up. Did you look at some of our guests that we have?
Phenomenal.
Booked? I mean, it's pretty cool. Like,
okay, so today, talk a little bit about the Seth. I don't know a lot about him, but you do.
So, sure. You know, running a city, there's a lot of moving parts, right? Everybody knows police, fire, and Department of Public Works, but there's...
Can I just jump in real quick?
Sure. You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Todd, how are we doing with the Howard Fire Department?
Howard, yep. I'll be reaching out to them today.
They were all there.
Oh, yeah.
You saw them.
Yeah, yeah.
They were helping out at the event.
Parking.
And I was talking to them about the, what the guys from Midwest Restoration talk about in regards to the fire dangers. And you hooked it up with one of the gentlemen, right?
We will do that. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Right. Weren't they great?
Absolutely. And going into the Christmas season with lights and all that kind of stuff, it's a good time to remind ourselves about all that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Howard Fire Department was out there at our event on Saturday, and they're going to be coming on to talk about some of the things that Midwest talks about. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We're going to talk about the sustainability, but I don't want to lose sight of, you talked about the bridge lighting.
And that's
actually, the lights on the bridge are a product of the Sustainability Commission because those are LED lights, and it was time to change those lights anyway.
I still can't believe they used to have to get on a barge.
Yeah. So the maintenance is less. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why we did that. But in terms of controlling the lights, and especially, I mean, we put those on there for a reason, and that's to honor the community. And the national things, right, with breast cancer and the Heart Association, you know, with the pink and the red. But that thing has the ability to do a lot of local things, high schools, colleges, and you want to control it because we honor the visiting team. Like when we're playing the Steelers, what is it, gold and black? Is that out there? But then we usually leave them on after, and you have been complaining about it.
Right,
the last
not after
couple.
The game. I mean, at kickoff, shut them off. Put on something else, whatever other colors you want, green and gold, whatever. But no, don't honor teams, you know, that you're playing. They're the enemy.
But they're an economic development enemy. I mean, when they're here, we like to get their fans downtown.
Fine, get their money, then kick their butts out of town.
Yes,
that's my attitude.
Well, anyway, so yes, we.
I'm sorry, Todd.
Johnny wants to control the lights, and we're
John Mino, director of the Green Bay Chamber of Commerce.
Come
to town, spend your money, then get the hell out of here.
I'm going to be seeing
the guy parked with the Illinois plates with taking up two parking places
you
right
see
outside
that out
of our
there?
Door.
Illinois
guy taking up two parking places.
Right.
You know what I
Twig is his license
You know what
plate.
I would have done, and you guys.
No. You would have, Johnny, but we can't do that. I think we could.
Right.
The
I
proper thing to
that
do.
Car so
yes,
bad.
I know. The proper thing to do, Johnny, is to call the parking utility and have that guy get a ticket for taking two spots.
I still have some Nagani in me, I think.
In Italian.
Mm.
The Sustainable Commission, he's coming on today.
Yeah.
Which is going to be great, Seth.
Okay. And then at 7 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Frank Hermans.
Yeah.
Let's Be Frank Productions. Frank Hermans, the legendary, the one and only Frank. You and I. You know what? You know what would be a really good show?
I think
Frank and Todd. They would be great because they could talk music the way they know music and the whole thing. They would. I think you and I are going to sit back in that one. And let Todd and Frank Herman.
No.
Yeah. No, you guys would be awesome.
We'll go out to the car and just listen in because, I don't think they need us for that
one. No, he doesn't need us at all for that.
And then we talk about how our signal goes from Green Bay to Appleton, Oshkosh, and everything in between. We have Amy coming on. Amy Albright.
Yep.
I don't know if you know her. She's Discover Oshkosh. And, we have Discover Green Bay. We have definitely De Pere. What do they call Appleton's downtown? Anyway, these people are paid, and they do a lot for the community. So Amy really does a lot with Oshkosh. It's going to be fun to have her on here.
Yeah, maybe she'll find that lady I'm looking for.
What's that?
The lady I'm looking for.
She's got to be dead.
Yeah, I bet, huh?
Yeah,
she's got to be. Because that was like 50 years ago. Yeah. Playwood Oshkosh.
Oh, the
Archstar Wrestling. Brought to you by Playwood Oshkosh.
Johnny, she's long
gone. And you have like the Crusher. Remember the Crusher?
Yes, I do. I do. I did watch All-Star Wrestling. That's one of the things I watched when I was a little kid.
The whole who was it? It was the Crusher, Vern Gagne.
Scrap Iron Gadaski.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Good call. help us. Hey, Texas, help us out. It. Who would have been like let's say Saturday night, like right now in about 1973, who would have been on the lineup for All-Star Wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
I can remember the Crusher was on that every was single great. Night.
That was yes. fun to watch. Everybody watch it.
Yep. That was before Saturday Night Live.
I found something for you.
Talk to me, Goose.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Check this out.
Free with any style, any price range. Free for each foot of upper and lower kitchen cabinets. A foot of our regular countertop free at Plywood Oshkosh.
How did you find that?
I'm sorry, it was just in one channel out of the left
that
channel.
That is fantastic. Oh, my goodness.
That was her Plywood Oshkosh.
Plywood
Oshkosh. She sounded old back then, I'm sure goodness. She's gone.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah. Todd
we'll have to see if Amy's going to do a little prep work now before she gets
Amy,
in.
Yeah, Amy, if you're listening, coming up, man, you better you have to talk like her the entire time you're on this show. Or you're out. Get out. Let's go. Awesome. Cool.
And then, other stuff we have coming up. I know we're going to talk about the holiday parade that's coming up in downtown Green Bay. We are not in
I used to be in it for a lot of years when I was at IXX.
You did.
Dominic, my little boy, who's now 6'5", 235 pounds.
Yeah, I want to get him on here.
Was like 3 years old, and he used to ride that. He loved that big shopping cart.
Yep.
Festival. Do they still have that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Oh, do they? Okay.
They do.
Ask Mark if we can use it.
We'll be in there next year.
Ask Mark Skogan if we can use it.
We'll get on that.
We'll get on it. All right. It's going to be good. I mean, that parade is a fun. We'll talk about that. We have a bunch of other things. I know Ty sent me the schedule, but today's going
to
be fun.
Yeah.
And, I'm seeing the mayor at 8:30 this morning.
Okay.
So I'll hit them on that lights thing.
All right. Mind of the mayor. Back right after this. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl. Welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a Monday morning, getting it started, even though it's not a victory Monday. We're still going to have a good, I'm encouraged by the way they played. I like it. And by the way, got some text here. Luxembourg, Casco, and Wrightstown are going to state. Yep.
That is true.
Yep.
So we need to celebrate that.
Yep. And I understand they're not Kakana, but they can't help. Well, Kakana was the game we did, and it was a great game. That Wanakee team was just tremendous. It was a great game. And it says, if you play for Wanakee, it's a requirement to start weightlifting as a freshman. What a strong defense. It was. It was incredible. Jim and John, two teams from Northeastern Conference, Minto State, LC, and Wrightstown. That is history. That conference is so great. Yeah. I love that conference. You got Freedom and Brilliant and Wrightstown, Luxembourg, Casco. And it's just, you know, it's. I always say this, they're wrestling towns. It's like, you know what I mean? You know what a wrestling town is? Where it's just the people are tough.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids are tough in the whole thing. They're wrestling towns.
Yeah.
Luxembourg, Casco, and Wrightstown. And that's what they are. And all those schools from that conference. We love covering that conference. And we just think that's fantastic. And Luxembourg, Casco knocking off Catholic Memorial.
You know.
I mean, that's.
Milwaukee, those kids are tough.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That school is so good. And that's just fantastic for both of them to go. Just. Really enjoy those two teams. And then we're talking about our wrestling. Here's what the lineup would be. Dirty Dusty Rhodes, Baron Von Rosti, Dr. X, Gorgeous Bobby Heehan, And AWA was the bomb. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
There was someone that was tuned in every Saturday. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we did. Well, we were kids. We were like in high school. And then what we would do, and this led to some fights, actually. What we would do is go into the weight room the next day, and we would do wrestling. All-star wrestling.
Oh.
But then it always got a little carried away and yada, yada, yada. And there'd be fights and yada, yada.
Yours was real. Theirs was fake.
Yeah. But then that's what we did. Every Monday, we went down into the weight room and we would wrestle. We would partake in like all-star wrestling. That was everybody watched it. Saturday night, everybody watched that show.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I think that was, and then again, we've talked about this, but there was only three or four options.
We had one. We had no options.
That's right. You knew Ghani,
I grew up with no options for TV. I had one channel growing up. And you know what? Here's the deal. Like in the early 60s or whatever, mid 60s, my folks bought one. Oh, and Ric Flair, of course. Somebody texted. They bought one of those really cool TVs with the built-in stereo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stereo console, and TV all together. The whole big, beautiful thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then the TV went out. But we can't get rid of it because we still need to use the stereo because we need to play the Marty Robbins and Eddie Arnold albums and
awesome
stuff.
Love it.
And so we had like a 14-inch black and white sitting on top of this beautiful console TV. So that's what I grew up with. 14-inch black and white TV.
With the antenna.
With antenna and one channel. So I'm not trying to say like, oh, poor me, but it's just like, that's just what you grew up with. And that's what you had.
Your world.
And now I complain if I can't find something on the 27 channels that I have. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we're getting into this whole month of gratitude. So
yes.
We got to be grateful for all the good things we have. So
absolutely. Talk about that. You know what was great? Meeting your sister the other day.
Yeah.
What a classy lady.
Yeah.
I mean, just very nice. And with principal at Xavier.
Yeah. Xavier Middle.
Nice, nice lady.
Yeah, she works hard, and you know, and she gets it, right? She talked about, you know, formative years, and then she told me
you never really had a Shetland pony. That's all a figment of your imagination.
That's always
one of those things where Jim always talks about having a Shetland pony, and you guys didn't really have one.
Okay.
And John, she said your dad was never in a barbershop quartet. John. She's like, Jim, we just let him go. We talked about, yep, you're right, Jim, you're right. She's like, I can't believe he ever became mayor.
Just let him hurt himself.
Exactly. It's like, wow.
Actually, didn't she say he never was mayor? There was all a figment of his
imagination. She said that, too. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, living.
Absolutely.
Living in a bubble.
Wasn't that a movie? What movie was that where it's like the guy never really did all those things, but everybody acted like he did? What was it? There was a movie about that.
John Minor.
No. Well, kind of like, what was the one with Jimmy Stewart with the big rabbit?
Yeah.
The make-believe rabbit?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That's the
one. Anyway,
but today is Odd Socks Day.
Okay, come on. How does that get ink? Well, Odd Socks Day. What does that mean?
Well, let me just say this. Yesterday
like
morning.
Like you have three can or
I
just five?
Could I finish?
Yeah, okay, good.
Yesterday when I put my socks on, it's like, oh, my socks are mismatched. They're close. I wonder if anybody will notice.
You should get all the same then.
So I had mismatched socks. They were Argyle.
How can you mismatch Argyle socks? Argyle socks are like, that's why people
did
have
them.
Did
you notice yesterday?
I don't look at your socks.
That's
John,
so I mean, so. I had mismatched socks on yesterday.
It's so funny how we're just in a different class of individual than the mayor.
I know.
He's got perfect socks.
Exactly.
In radio, you have all these extra socks.
I can see Donna like laying out his socks.
Yes, yep.
Can't you? It's like, I gotta go speak tonight, hon. I'll lay out your socks and have those laid out perfectly for him. And Milton would be sitting there patiently watching him put on his socks, and he'd give Milton a little pat on the head. It's like, good buddy, I'll see you soon.
In the meantime, we're taking the extra socks we have that don't match and pairing them up with the closest one.
Absolutely, closest one's match. Okay. Exactly. And he's like, I'll see you soon, baby. Give me a kiss.
John, why don't you continue?
And he'll be like licking his face.
Just wait, John. Yeah. Continue with Monday, November 13th. So it's Odd Socks Day. What's the next?
World Kindness Day.
Okay, there. Let's talk about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to talk about World Kindness Day,
go ahead.
And it could be Green Bay Kindness Day, the world we're in. It could be GBW Kindness Day. So you could be kind. You should be kind to me, John.
I'm always kind to you.
You're okay. All right.
Todd.
That's kindness.
Todd. Am I not kind to him all the time?
Honestly. You couldn't treat him any better than you
do.
I do not.
Who volunteered to go out and key the car that's taking up two parking places?
That is true.
How much kinder can a person be?
That would be very kind.
Come on.
You're right. You are honoring World Kindness Day.
Yeah.
I came in upset that some guy took my parking spot, and you said you want me to go out and key his car for him.
Yes.
For me.
That's kindness.
All right, that is kindness. You're right. I take it back.
All right.
You're the man.
All right,
you're the best.
Okay. And then happy birthday, Whoopi Goldberg. Not a big fan. Are you?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Jimmy Kimmel, 56. I thought he'd be older.
Oh, I don't know. No,
I don't watch any late night shows. Do you?
Yeah.
None of them. Okay. I used to love Letterman and none of them. Oh, God. Got some more. Wahoo McDaniels and Haystack Calhoun, wrestlers that used to come to Green Bay. Wahoo McDaniels. Do you know the story on Wahoo McDaniels?
Never heard of him.
Wahoo McDaniels actually played professional football for the New England, actually used to be the Boston Patriots and the New York Jets.
Hmm?
And he was a crazy guy. And then he got into pro wrestling, and I actually met him one time here at the old Brown County Arena. He was wrestling, and it was during sturgeon spearing. And I had done a story that night on sturgeon spearing, so it was the first week of February. Mm-hmm. And he asked me, he goes, hey, I think I just saw you on TV. I go, yeah, I just finished my thing, just walked over because the TV station was right there. And he goes, I want to know about, because he was Native American. He goes, I want to know how to spear the sturgeon. I want to do that. I'm Native American. I'm, you know, blah, yeah, blah, blah. So I tried because he was like so fascinated that we were spearing fish here.
That is.
It's like that was like, oh, my God.
Well, that is an odd way to fish.
Right? Well, yes. But I mean, it's such a tradition here. But
right,
he thought that was the coolest thing he's ever seen, that we still had a spearing season around here.
I hope he got out there and experienced that, because that is. Yeah, that's super unique. Hey, that All-Star Wrestling, that wasn't real, was it? Was that real, Johnny? You were in the media. Do you remember when John Stossel, you guys remember that guy? John Stossel?
Of course.
Yeah, he got thrown down.
Yeah, the guy hit him in the ear.
Let me tell you something. Those guys are tough.
But that wasn't, I don't know.
But still, they're very tough guys. I remember interviewing Sergeant Slaughter. Remember Sergeant Slaughter over at the old Brown County Arena? All those guys. Okay. Throw out some more. People, throw out some more for me, please. Wahoo McDaniels, Haystack Calhoun. When we come back, we're going to be talking a lot of things. We've got, you mentioned, Chairman of the Green Bay Sustainability Commission.
Yes.
We've got Frank Hermans from Let's Be Frank coming on. We've got Amy Albright from Discover Oshkosh coming on. We got a good-looking Monday coming your way, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
We got a show to do here. So,
all right, yes. Jim.
Come on,
fine.
Join us.
All wow. Right.
Anytime you want to.
Somebody's a little grumpy on a Monday morning. happy World Kindness Day,
well,
everybody.
Yeah, I got to shake off.
Except
what
in this studio. Wow. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Right,
hey,
go ahead.
Johnny, we were talking about guests this week. We got a great lineup. And this is an interesting guest we have coming on today. Seth.
Can I do one thing first, though?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Seth, we got to pay
Seth,
a couple
can you
bills.
Hang on one second here?
Sorry.
It's all right.
Kindness, all right. Celebrating the holiday.
Yes. This is
Let me tell you something, Seth. You can't control inflation and skyrocketing prices, but there is something that can be done in your home. Dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors can have them installed in as little as 6 weeks, and now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWindows.com. Jim Schmidt has Pella Windows, he has Pella Doors, and he pays nothing, basically, for heating during the winter, right?
Well, I don't know about that. I pay a lot less than I used to after
I bought
my house.
Well, doesn't the city still pay for it, though?
Or yeah. No?
Wasn't there a fund that was set aside for that? No? Okay.
Not hardly. Right. Seth, hi. It's Seth. Hey, one of the, this is something you
Seth
would encourage. Hoffmeister, yes.
What is that? Okay, that means master of something in German.
I've heard master of the court, like a courtyard.
Okay.
I think that.
Because there's brewmeister, yeah, and, you know, all right, those things. Okay.
All right, so can we
so
talk?
So you're full-blooded German?
No, I'm a lot of
okay,
a European mutt. Yeah.
Okay.
John, right, mostly find out, German.
Right. Find out where he went to high school, what sports he played, and then I'll get to the interview.
What's that supposed to mean? Where'd you go to high school?
Eau Claire Memorial football. Check.
Nice. Outstanding. It's a legendary school.
Yeah.
Dick Bennett used to coach there.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Way
he
back.
Did. Yeah,
yes.
That's right. In the 70s.
He coached there in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And they turned out a quarterback that went to Wisconsin. It was a good quarterback at Wisconsin.
Greg Bullig?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
And he became a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. How'd you know Greg Bohlig?
I worked at a summer camp, Camp Manitou, and there's Bohlig Cabin because he was the camp director there before he went on to, you know, become a doctor.
Outstanding. Yeah. They beat Nebraska that one year where Nebraska was like number one in the nation. And he wasn't a real big guy, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I think, but Greg Bohlig was the quarterback, played basketball for Dick Bennett, Eau Claire Memorial. Huh. And then UW-Green Bay had a couple of brothers, Jerry Carstensen and his brother Sherm, played basketball at Green Bay, although Sherm then transferred back to Eau Claire, and they won the national championship, Division III national championship in basketball.
Okay.
UW-Eau Claire did.
Is that like the 90s, early 2000s?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I remember that. Yep, yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. John.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Johnny,
and then they had a phenomenal basketball.
This is Seth Heitmeister. He is sustainable commissioner, not basketball commissioner.
They had UW-Eau Claire with Ken Anderson. Was the head coach at UW-Eau Claire.
Okay.
Back to him. And they had an unbelievable basketball team that was like nationally ranked. In fact, the Sports Illustrated did a big story on them. One of their star players was Frank Shady, who then became head basketball coach at Oshkosh North for a lot of years. And he played for the Kansas City Kings for a couple of seasons. Frank Shady.
Okay.
Wow. A lot of legends in the land of Clearwater.
Absolutely.
I don't. How do you even sleep at night? Because all this information floating around in your brain.
I don't know. But you know what else Eau Claire is very famous for? It's the very first place Hank Aaron played professional baseball.
That's right. There's a statue of him outside Carson Park.
Exactly.
Yep.
So Eau Claire is a very legendary place for sports.
Yes, I gathered that now. I didn't know we were going to cover all that. I kind of read a lot about you, Seth, and didn't know that you were... anyway, thanks for participating. Thanks for being in. We'll catch you next time.
All right. Thanks for being here, Seth. Okay. Take care.
Gotta go.
Coming up next.
Coming up next, we have Seth Hoffmeister. No, Seth, you, this city has run on a lot of different things, and a lot of volunteers make this city work, and you're one of the more visible, I won't say important, impactful volunteers, right? Would you agree with that? I mean, you run a commission here in Green Bay. It's the Sustainability Commission, and that is how old were you when you first came to my office as a little advocate?
That was like 2015, so I must have been 25.
Okay, and you were
2018, 26 years old, 27.
Right. And you were just really like, we got to do this.
Yeah.
And, I think that is great, and you've taken that mantle and run with it. And you, tell me about your goals as your commission.
Yeah, so right away when we started meeting, we wanted the city to be able to do something about sustainability, clean energy, water quality, recycling, waste, a lot of different environmental issues. And clean energy has really turned into a big focus of ours. So we set goals very early on when our commission started meeting to commit our community to 100% clean energy by 2050, both city operations and the community at large. And goals like that are... really nice. They feel good. But if you don't actually have a plan on paper, something that's going to make sense and something that's going to actually be economical, it doesn't mean anything. So that became the next step, is actually putting down a plan and trying to implement projects that get you towards that goal.
And when you look at the big items, you know, coal, right, to natural gas, right? And we've had some companies participate, right? Packaging, they've done a conversion. But I want to focus a little bit more on what the residents can do, right? Yeah. I mean, we have, you know, 107,000 people in the city of Green Bay. Are you citywide or are you countywide?
Citywide.
That's okay. Yep. So 34,000 households, you know, within the city. What can they do? And I think I have some ideas, but you tell me.
Yeah, well, I thought it was... almost planned that you read the promo about energy efficient windows at the beginning of this show. I almost
Pella windows and doors.
I almost chuckled because right now for the next 10 years there are tax credits that are available for residential homeowners, renters on like a dozen different benefits, but one of them is energy efficient windows. So part of using less energy, using clean energy, transitioning to a clean energy future is just being more energy efficient. It's the good thing to do from a carbon perspective, but it's also a good thing to do for our pocketbooks. You're not, you know, wasting as much heat. Energy efficient windows, you can get 30% off every year for the next 10 years on your taxes because of some of the provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act.
You know, I'm surprised that solar hasn't gotten more popular or more traction.
Yeah. That's one of the things that's really, really growing. And that's another benefit that you can get
right.
30% off. If you put solar on your house right now, next year you can get 30% back on your taxes. There's going to be another round of benefits next year. Where
and I just want to say, I've got solar at our house in Manitowoc. Okay. Heating bills. Yeah. Heating bills are incredibly low.
Isn't it great?
It's incredibly low. We've got solar. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Seth Hoffmeister.
Really, is it that
Hoffmeister.
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 Yeah. Kind of like Jägermeister's next door, but Hoffmeister's.
But anyway, and Seth is the chair. Hoffmeister.
Oh,
Seth Hoffmeister, who's the chairman of the Green Bay Sustainability Commission. I want our listeners to get some, where do they get this information on these tax credits? And there's other things I want to talk to you about, but, and Johnny, we did talk about Pella and saving money, and I've experienced that, and that's the biggest heat loss you have is through windows and doors. And I think rain barrels and all that stuff is important, but there's nothing really more important than, because like you said, it's not only good for the environment, but it's also really good for your pocketbook. Mm-hmm. So, before you leave, I want to make sure that the listeners have a place that they can contact to get this stuff.
Yeah, I'll pull up a website.
Do that, and tell us more about
what the rain barrels do.
The runoff, right? That.
Then what do you do with it once it's full?
Put it in your garden.
Garden.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Flowers,
okay. And then it doesn't all end up in the storm.
Gotcha.
Right, at the same time.
Well, Seth, that rain barrels would be under your umbrella.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had a free rain barrel giveaway program. It was, I think, from ARPA dollars, and they went, like hotcakes.
Okay.
I mean, you couldn't hold on to them long enough.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yep.
What about as far as, go ahead.
I just want to finish the solar thing. Solar, and then we kind of started with solar here, and it kind of stopped a little bit, right? There was a company that invested, and
that's what I mean. I thought there'd be more traction at this point.
There, I mean, I think, 10, 15 years ago, it was kind of plateaued, peaked, but then now it's just getting cheaper. I mean, solar is quickly becoming one of the cheapest forms of electricity for homeowners, for businesses. I mean, the payback period, you make that initial investment, you're not paying on your bills, 6-7 years in some cases, you can make that money back, and then your bill is close to zero.
It's incredible. Hello, it is.
It was 16-18 year payback. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It was. And the technology is just getting so much better.
I agree. Whereas these windows and doors we're talking about, that's less than 2 years, I think. Yeah. It was for us, I'll tell you that. So, I mean, that's, you want your money back.
But you know what, those old drafty houses like that,
right,
it's incredible how much energy goes through the windows, isn't it?
That's true.
I mean, one of the other things you can do, you can get a home energy audit. You can get $150 off. That's about 30% of the cost. And they tell you, all right, here's where you're losing heat.
Some kind of a gauge or something, right?
No, it's,
how does that work?
It's cool. Remember at my house? Were you there when they did my house? Uh-huh. Put that big blower on the front door.
Yeah.
Remember that? It's unbelievable.
It's
we had the
cool
media there. And it tells you where the losses are and what you can do. And if you do this, it's going to save you X. Just everything. Electricity, water, air. Just
really? I would love to do that.
Yeah.
And you can get $150
off.
How
do you get that? Like, who would you contact to come into your house to do something like that?
Focus on Energy. It's going to have a list of home energy auditors. But the website that I'll give you guys before the end of the show will have a destination where you can get information on all of these
very
benefits
cool
right now.
Give it to us now.
All right.
And then Google will take it again, but I just want to make
sure.
Is this
my phone next year?
I think so. Okay. All right, I got this on my mobile.
You're very
here
demanding today.
Oh,
Jim.
Sorry, Seth. Thank
give
you
it
for
to us
being
now.
This is good stuff.
Hey, Hoffmeister, give it to us now. Schnell.
Wow. At least I let him talk.
I apologize, Seth. Oops. What's that supposed to mean? Todd, what am I doing on World Kindness Day?
Yeah.
World Kindness Day. Todd.
Yeah, we got to. Todd, you actually.
Seriously, World Kindness Day.
Todd, you should have sent that to us last night, not this morning.
Oh, okay. Guess so what? World's Strongest Man, Ken Patera, wrestled here. Mad Dog Vachon.
I remember him.
Yep.
All right. If you go to conservationvoters.org/clean-energy-plan, you will find all of the resources on the residential benefits available to you today.
Cool. That
gets into the strategy with the city, because one thing the city can do is make all of these resources a lot more accessible for folks who are trying to put solar on their homes or finding out, where they can get energy efficient windows. There, it's a big pie of our energy usage. Some of it is residents, about 1% is municipal operations, factories, industry. It's really going to take a lot of different strategies. and a lot of people doing a lot of good things that make sense for them in the short term and long term. And the Clean Energy Green Bay Plan really takes a pragmatic look at the next 10 years and says, what can we do to get going on this big 25-year goal?
Right. Next house I build, you know what I want? You know what? I want the, what's it called? Geo-something heat.
Geothermal.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
So, I mean, it's just, it captures the heat that is already in the ground and it distributes it. So you're using very, very little energy just to, you know, move the heat, and you're not burning fossil fuels and you're not paying for fossil fuels.
That's awesome.
Either.
I'm going to do
that.
Isn't that
cool?
I think that's called a cave.
No, it's not. It's a cool thing right now.
Same concept. It's a high-tech cave, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're basically using the Earth's energy,
yeah,
right?
That's already there. And
yeah.
I want to
do that.
Utilizing it.
Seth, what's on the agenda for, like, this month? What are you guys working on the here and now? I know this is, you talked about 20-year plans,
yeah.
25, but, like, what's something that you're working on right now that we could read about, learn about?
Yeah, well, on Wednesday, we're going to be introducing the Clean Energy Green Bay Plan at our Sustainability Commission meeting. And it's very much here and now, but it's the first step in the next 10 years. So we're going to be taking a look at, the fleet vehicles, exploring if we can do heat pumps. Appleton is going to be using heat pumps in their library project, figuring out what some of those things are. Energy efficiency, looking at opportunities for solar. So getting this plan ready is really kind of the big priority at
awesome.
The end of the year.
Cool.
Here.
I'm a big fan of this kind of stuff. I think it's awesome.
It's fun.
And it's important. I mean, there's so many other things. I was telling Johnny earlier, police, fire, DPW, mm-hmm. the roads. Somebody like you has to chair a commission that's thinking past the next budget.
Yeah.
And I appreciate what you're doing. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Yeah.
I just got a few more things I want to ask you.
I want to know more about the geothermal thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. For sure.
All right. Awesome. And I'm going to have a sauna.
Yeah.
Tell everybody how to pronounce it.
Sauna.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Wow, look at this little mellow music that
Todd's
playing.
This is the kindness, world kindness.
Here comes the sun.
And the sun, the solar.
I got it. It's
1972. Here comes the sun right here. WGBW, Mino and the Mayor, rocking your way into a Monday morning. Back after this. It's all right. Hey, welcome back. Our man Todd is just, he's on it, isn't he?
He is.
He's on it.
But he did change the brake schedule. They've got to work on our kidneys and bladder and coffee.
I know. We can't run to the...
It's different. It's like we get up, we start walking down there, you go to get some more M&Ms. And he's like, John, one minute. And so you're running back with your handful of M&Ms. And in the old days when we had 2 minutes, you wouldn't have to rush it.
Yeah. Tom, would you do me a favor?
Would you play my
Plywood Oshkosh commercial again, please?
Pull it up for you. Hang on.
Well, that lady's coming on later, John. Okay, you want to... Okay.
What lady?
From Oshkosh.
Oh, yeah, but not. But I want to hear this
you
lady.
You want to hear it now? Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
what?
Jeez. That was a big sigh,
John. I know. That was a huge sigh. Once again, World Kindness Day.
We have
observed
to work on
by
that.
The world except for Jim Schmidt.
No,
with any style, any price range... Free for each foot of upper and lower kitchen cabinets. A foot of our regular countertop free at Plywood Oshkosh.
Plywood regular. I love that lady. That brings back memories of watching pro wrestling at Saturday night. Like, you can't even believe it.
Yes.
Can't even believe it. Got this. I saw him wrestle at Van Dyke Gym on St. Norbert campus back in the late 60s. Mad Dog Vachon. Were you a pro wrestling fan at all, Seth?
My uncle Jim is really into pro wrestling. I think he would drive around and officiate. He would be like the ref.
No kidding.
Yeah, that was his thing.
he was a ring announcer.
Yep. Not at the big arena stuff, but at the like tiny VFW backroom.
Oh
stuff.
My goodness, that's awesome! I always wanted to do that. I used to be a ring announcer for boxing.
Wow.
You know that?
Okay. Yes, I do. I believe it. Okay, Seth.
in the far corner, in the right.
I knew it. Seth
weighing 152 pounds.
Seth, you should have jumped in, man. Seth.
From Kashina, Wisconsin, the glamour with the hammer, ladies and gentlemen, J.J. Korn. That's why I did it.
I think you nailed it.
Todd, he did, that? Man. Todd? He did.
Loved it.
Thank you. He did. And I wish it would come back so John could live his dream.
I would love to have a career being a ring announcer for wrestling or boxing.
Yes, you would be good at that. We have to find you a job.
I know.
And I think if that's more of an industry thing, we'll have to think about that.
How we can resurrect that. Why aren't we getting phone call after call to Todd? We want to hire Mino. We've got nothing.
I have no idea.
Nothing. Todd's not answering the phone is the reason.
I don't know.
We get the calls and Todd's slacking. He's a slacker. His old man was a slacker. What movie's that from, Todd? What movie?
I don't even know.
Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
You're a slacker. Your old man was a slacker.
All right. World Kindness Day. Okay. Right. Seth, this thing has been going on forever, sustainability, right? Even back in the 70s. But recycling is a thing, was a thing, could be a better thing. I think what you guys need to do is we went from the small blue containers to the large, right? Just like we have the garbage. But you only pick up our recycling every other week. Have you talked about doing that every week?
I think that would be, I don't know if that's the county or if that's the city.
It's a city.
That. It is? Okay. When I rented over on Law Street, I would never fill up my garbage can and I would be like just slamming the lid shut on my recycling. So that's something I've dealt with as well. But
Well, you can put that on your agenda.
We could, yeah. I mean, now we're checking off some of our goals, so we're going to have to take on some new priorities. That's a really good thing to look into.
What are some new things that, you know, people, they look to the East Coast, the West Coast, and then we like to call ourselves the Fresh Coast because we got the water, right?
West Coast.
But what are some of the things that you're working on that we can look forward to from a resident? Not I understand the corporate stuff you're working on, and I think that's really, really important, but that's a tall ship to turn.
Mm-hmm.
But locally, we can do stuff in our houses. What kind of things are you guys suggesting?
Yeah, I mean, I think just some of the affordability of, like, home solar has really changed in the last 5 or 10 years. There's several companies in the area that do a heck of a job putting, you know, solar on your house. I think if you're adding renewable energy on your house, if you're also using energy efficiency measures with all the tax credits investments in the next 10 years, it's really, really going to be a game changer. The most prohibitive thing with clean energy is the upfront cost. But now when you're able to take 30% off of that, you're looking at a pretty good buyback period.
Tell me about geothermal.
Yeah, geothermal. Oh, yeah. You put this unit in your basement and it uses the heat already from,
the earth.
Below the surface of the earth. And it's very energy efficient. And that means it's very cheap too. And it's another one of those technologies that's getting better and better.
That sounds like something from Land of the Lost. Remember Land of the Lost, the TV show back in the day?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's like you're like, do you remember that Land of the Lost?
Sure.
You don't remember Land of the Lost?
I said sure.
The main guy lives in Door County?
Geothermal?
Ranger Rick.
Really?
He lives in Door County. He's a good friend of mine.
Okay.
I've got his number in my phone. We could call him.
And what is that have to do with, so this is,
well, because they were like in the bottom part of the earth is the Land of the Lost. It's like you're tapping into that area for geothermal, right?
He would be a great advocate person in an ad, corporate sponsor
for and then have you guys discussed, are you leaning into EV cars?
That's another thing that's a part of the federal tax credits.
Right. Oh, yeah.
$7,500 for a new EV car, $4,000 for a used one. I think one of the things that the Clean Energy Green Bay plan lays out is how we can develop community electric charging. I had a friend of mine come to the Packer game when Detroit came to town in September, and he drove his Tesla over from Minneapolis, and it was so hard for him to find a
place. That's what I would be really nervous about.
Car. Yeah,
it driving is outside of your little radius of.
Yeah. So just making sure that there's charge, especially when the city doubles in size, on any given Sunday, making sure people that are coming to town can charge their cars.
What happens if you run out? You're between Eau Claire and Green Bay, and you're someplace in Neillsville or wherever, and you run out of, what do you do?
I think Quick Trips have electric chargers, but it's level one. So there's level one, two, three. A level three charger, it's like 10, 15 minutes you're charged. Level two is like 30 minutes, but a level one, it's like get a hotel room.
Wow.
Go take a nap.
And that's that has turned some people off because you can rent those cars.
Me. I mean, you're
what do you say? You can find it, but then you plug it in. It's like your car be ready in 6 hours. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. I want to get where I'm going.
Yeah.
So
they
have some work to do, but I mean, that is something that we're looking at here in Green Bay. And you know, Seth, I think it's great that you're doing this. You've been at this since 2015. Mm-hmm. We appreciate what you're doing. I mean, we all believe in it. We just maybe don't have the time or the knowledge to move the needle. And you're doing that for the city of Green Bay.
And you're saving money.
And you're saving us in. So we got to get to your website. You want to give out your phone number or not?
I don't think he wants to give us phone.
But I mean,
could give out yours
from the website we gave you here, conservationvoters.org/clean-energy-plan.
Awesome.
Fact check that. Right. There's a questions portal. You can get at me through that.
All right,
beautiful.
Seth.
Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, guys.
This is great.
It's been
a
lot of fun. Yep.
When we come back, some guy by the name of Frank Hermans will be joining us. I don't know. I have no idea who this guy is. We'll bring him on. Probably has no personality. Back after this.